Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wednesday morning, we take a deep dive into crime and policing as we do every Wednesday with Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville State Police, consultant to many departments, and you'll see him on TV occasionally as they want an expert to talk to, be it on network or cable TV. How you doing, Chief?
I'm wonderful, Tommy. You doing well today?
I am doing okay. It's beautiful weather. How can you not be doing great, right?
I agree with you. It would be impossible not to be doing well.
Let's talk about departments and not doing well budget-wise and what it's like to run a department when you're under a budget crunch, because you heard Ann Kirkpatrick saying, if you want me to run it without overtime, I'm not your person, et cetera, et cetera. Take me from there, Chief.
Well, I think it's basically this. Your budget is just like your household budget. You get X amount of dollars, and you can only spend what you have. In the case of being a police chief, you have the components here in New Orleans. I don't think the police department has ever recovered from the staffing changes that had to occur during 2010 and 2018.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that. Let me interrupt for a second, because I saw a story that talked about the budget crunch that Mayor Landrieu faced and how he put a hiring freeze on NOPD. And I thought about the many conversations you and I had about how they never recovered from that. So then I got to thinking about, well, was that a good thing that he did or a bad thing that he did in terms of managing the budget? So I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask you that.
Well, I mean, I think it's very true and clear. We were all in it together in 10, 11, and 12. The budget was just completely in disarray from issues that occurred before Landrieu took office. Mm-hmm. However, because we froze hiring for so long, which was a city decision supported by the city council, I certainly didn't think it was the right idea. It takes so long to hire people. So here we are all these short years later, and the department's around 900 people, where in May of 2010, it was 1,650 people. So it's essentially been cut by almost half. By the time I left, when total employment was considered, we'd lost about 25% of the department in 4 years. It takes a long time to recover from that, and clearly I don't think the city's recovered yet, honestly, because we've had 8 years of Cantrell, we had the second 4 years of Landrieu, and we still have a department that's half of what it was in 2010 with a citizen demand that's not changed appreciably. People are still calling the police all day, every day. So that speaks to your first question. If you have 800 or 900 people and you're trying to meet the workload demand of what 1,200 people would need or 1,300 people, you generally are going to have to use overtime to make up that difference. People expect a quick response. The other thing that people expect is a competent criminal investigation. Those units usually take up 25 to 30% of your staff and about 20% of your budget. So all these things get compressed when you don't have money. And third, Tommy, the men and women of the New Orleans Police Department and departments we see all over the country, as we've consulted with 30 or 40 departments in the last couple of years, it exhausts the workforce. Overtime is meant for unexpected or planned events that are short-lived or unexpected events that just happened. But when you're using overtime every single day to fill the basic core responsibilities, you will exhaust the workforce. An exhausted workforce is not safe for the officers' health. It's not safe for their ability to provide service. And it's just a continuation of a degradation that the city has unable to have been changed since early 2010. I mean, late 2010.
Back in the day when you were, what did you start with the department, Chief?
1980.
Okay, so 1980. Were two-person units an anomaly then, or was that the way it normally worked? I was just wondering how many officers they had on the force then.
It was always a mixture. From the very first day I worked as a police officer, there were one-person cars and a shorter number of two-person cars. That's not unusual in the country. It's the way to do business. The state troopers ride by themselves every day, all day. Mm-hmm. Sheriffs ride by themselves every day, all day. There's a lot of reasons why it's a good thing to do. I still think it's a good thing to do. You have circumstances.
Wait,
why?
What's a good thing to do?
One officer patrol.
Okay.
One officer patrol is the preferred method. When you need more than one officer, you send more than one officer. But that's not new. That's been going on for the 45 years since I've been here.
Because you watch the old TV shows, I don't know what made me think of this, and they got,
one
you know,
out of 12.
Right, yeah, and they got two officers in the unit, and you never see that anymore, do you? They found out that it would be more efficient to do it with just one person?
Absolutely. You will still have some cases where you'll have two officers, right? If you have a field training officer and a new person, that would obviously be a two-person car. And in some circumstances, you might want to staff a two-person car because you have a number of calls that require that, so you put two people in one car. But the main method of delivering police service in America, not exclusively, but the main method is one-person units.
All right, let's talk about right-sizing when we come back. Ron will surpass our guest professor, Practice Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. What's the right number of officers? How do you draw the line between the right number or supplanting it with overtime or exhausting the force? 821 traffic now, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD Superintendent, Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. So, Chief, when it comes to right-sizing the department, you know, you and I have had this conversation numerous times. How do you know what the right number is? Because you got budgetary considerations. You don't want to wear out or exhaust the force, as you said, with the use of overtime. You can't count on overtime because something's liable to happen where you don't have enough officers, overtime or not, to take care of it. Take me through this this Rubik's Cube, if you will.
Well, and what happens is if you have overtime and you're using it extensively, which may be the case here as being public reports, the minute it ends, it's a shock to the system. Right. I mean, if you've been using overtime to supplement
to the officer system, you're talking about, or to the
community.
OK,
to the community.
All right.
And certainly the officers in one way, but the community, which had been getting a supplemented response by overtime when the overtime ends, which it's probably going to very quickly, then that becomes an immediate jolt to the system, to the citizens who are going to be experiencing much longer times in reporting crimes. We also know historically, academically, and practitioners know that when the police are slow to respond, people will stop to call. It'll just kill the calls for service desire on the part of the community because they don't think they're getting anything in response. Those are very bad things to be in. So overtime does not allow you to give a consistent, reliable service that's not triggered by, oh, we have no more overtime, so that means 20% or 30% of our response time is going to be tanked because we don't have it. Those are estimates, or guesses, I should say. Secondly, when you look at a workload analysis, you don't just look at whether or not you think this number of people can do the job. You actually got to dig down into the weeds. How long are officers spending on what types of calls? How many officers? How much free time do they have to do proactive policing, Tommy, which is the only form of policing scientifically proven to work? Hotspot proactive policing reduces crime, period, the end. Community police.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Policing does not generally reduce crime. It increases citizen satisfaction, but it doesn't reduce crime. What reduces crime is having time in the day after a careful workload analysis to say, Tommy, Ronnie, y'all got 40% of your day free today. This particular 1% of the street segments is where all the shootings are happening. Go there, meet people, walk, knock on doors, give a presence. That works, Tommy.
Let me just interrupt for a second. What does that mean, knock on doors, meet people? You got 40% of your workday. You want to do some hotspot proactive policing. This is where the crime's happening. As an officer, what are you doing then? What would you be expected to do?
It's any number of things. It's got to be closely supervised, but it could be walking beats, just reestablishing the presence, making connections with people. It could be looking for warrant offenders who might be in the area. It could be doing undercover operations on narcotics and violent crime interdiction. But we know that in New Orleans, there's only a handful of streets where most of the problem is, just like anywhere in America. Hotspot policing is just that. Micro focus on those particular spots. And do it in a way that's constitutionally sound and aggressive, it can reduce crime. It doesn't move it around the corner either. It reduces it.
Generally speaking, and as a former officer, I don't know if it's two different questions or not, but would you want as much overtime as you could get, or does the average officer want as much overtime as they can get? Because I know in different occupations, some people want as much overtime as they can get to make as much money as they can. Other people say, no, I want the time off.
Well, I'll tell you this. We've done 30 or 40 cities in the country in the last 9 years, and we are seeing more officers wanting more time off and less being forced to work overtime. That is a change, and that's an important thing to remember when you're trying to motivate people to get the job done. So relying on overtime exhausts people, and younger people are generally not interested in working the overtime. So it's a compounding problem. You got to get staff up. That's just period, the end. So it's not unusual anywhere that we've worked around the country to find officers deferring overtime and taking compensatory time off if they can. They want to have a life. They want to have a life outside of the police department, and that is not unusual, and that's a good thing for those people. Why would we be against it? You have to have staffing to overcome that. So in any department, if you're trying to work people 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, you're going to wear them out, and you're going to wear out their opportunity to be successful in their professional life and their personal life.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time as always. Ronald Serpas. We'll take a break, come back, talk about pogey boats in Menhaden right now. 8:31, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Eno's Inn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.